Here we go. We are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, and one of my favorite segments is coming up. That's right. It is time to tee it up. We're going to highlight the Masters that is underway. Always so many stories. The Masters is an iconic event, and time now in our next segment, we're going to take inventory on some of the biggest and brightest stars in the game of golf. Delighted to have with us New York Times bestselling author Shane Ryan of his new book, A Year Inside the Ropes on the PGA Tour, Slaying of the Tiger. Actually, it's been re-released in paperback. It's good to have you with us tonight right here at YSR. Thank you for joining us, Shane.
Yeah, Alyssa, thank you so much for having me.
Well, in your book, you talk about some of the new players and the up-and-comers that are making their mark. But first and foremost, I mean, we are celebrating the 80th Masters this week. So what do you love about the Masters the most?
You know, when I went in 2014, I think I was struck, as many people are, by the beauty of the course, which you can see to some extent on TV, but when you're there, you can kind of see how the topography is a little bit different in ways you don't notice on TV. You notice the hills and the trees and the color of the grass, and I really do think it's one of the most beautiful pieces of land that professional golfers play on during the course of the year.
Oh, it is absolutely breathtaking. My family and I, we were out there on Tuesday for the practice round and took it all in. And so as I was mentioning, you know, you in your book, you talk about some of the new players and the up-and-comers. But I want to pause and highlight Tom Watson. He's 66 years of age and competing in his 43rd and final Masters. And one can only imagine the emotions and the state of his mind competing in his final Masters and that farewell, right?
Yeah, it's really powerful stuff. You know, I was at St. Andrews last year when he played in his final
British
Open at St. Andrews, where he's also had such great success. And it was, you know, a pretty emotional moment. He came down the 18th hole, the road hole, of course, and you know, the sun was setting and the fans were going nuts. And you could just tell by looking at his face how meaningful it was for him. And it was just a very poignant moment.
Okay, so let's hit on the youth revolution in golf. Excited about your New York Times bestseller and taking inventory on so many of the game's finest. You're very bold. Sports writer, you had a unique opportunity to go behind the ropes and alongside the rising stars in the game. Life on the PGA Tour, I mean, what is it like?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. There are a lot of things that took me by surprise. I think in one of the first interviews I did, with a golfer named Harris English, he used a phrase that I heard over and over again. He called it the traveling circus. And it really is like that. You know,
yeah.
Golfers, professional golfers, it surprised me how isolated their lives are. They go from town to town, but they don't necessarily have time to, you know, explore these wonderful cities that they're in or to really partake of the culture that much because they're so focused on the course and they have so many responsibilities, you know, both on the golf course and outside of it. And so their lives are very sheltered in a way. And most of them make enough money that they can bring their families with them. And so they hang out with their families, they hang out with their posses, and there's not a lot of, even among fellow golfers, there's not a lot of, oh, we're all going out to, you know, have a drink here or have dinner here. These guys really, really live inside a bubble. And it was fascinating to witness that.
You know, you give us a glimpse of what life is like on the tour, but you have to just wonder about the pressure, the demands, how stressful it is. Because, you know, we look at Jordan Spieth and take inventory of his game and where he's at. I mean, in 2015, greens in regulation, he was 49th. In 2016, 164. What changed?
You know, it's funny with those stats. Obviously, he had just a career year in 2015. I mean, he was unbelievable. This year is still early, so, you know, it's possible to overreact a little bit to those stats because, you know, the sample size is not huge. So I would guess that Jordan Spieth, as good as he is, by the end of the year, those stats will look a little bit more like those 2015 numbers. But you do raise a great point, which is that it's not easy to have a career year like that, to have all the publicity and to do so well, to win two majors, to win the FedEx Cup, and to come back. This year in January, he was at the Tournament of Champions, and he put up a minus 30, and he won. And I think at that point, people were thinking, you know, the sky is the limit. We were starting to have these crazy fantasies that maybe he would win 20 majors in his career or
right.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Then he went to Singapore. Then he went to Dubai, and he, you know, he kind of wore himself out. And all of a sudden, you saw the fatigue start to kick in, and he missed a cut at Riviera. When he's not missing cuts, he's still doing fine, but he's finishing more around 20th than first. So, you know, I think we're seeing Jordan Spieth, the after effects of of really one of the greatest seasons in golf that we've seen recently. And, yeah, he's coming back to earth a little bit.
The author of the New York Times bestseller, Slaying the Tiger, Shane Ryan, is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can go to podcastarena.com, click on the YSR tab, and listen to the entirety of this interview. Tell me, Shane, what was the inspiration of putting this book together?
So, yeah, I worked for a website called Grantland.com, which was Bill Simmons' sports writing site on ESPN that unfortunately is now defunct, but had a really great run and I think was a really special site. And in 2012, there was not much golf coverage, and I was writing a lot of college basketball and baseball, and I kind of begged them to send me to the Ryder Cup in Chicago. And after a good amount of begging, they finally acquiesced, and so I went there. They liked the story that I did from there, so I got to write in 2013 at a few tournaments. Then an agent got in touch with me and said, let's put a book together, and let's think about what the theme would be. And so I looked at the PGA Tour at that point, and I could sense that I thought Tiger Woods was going to start to fade and Phil Mickelson and guys like that. And this young group of players, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, I thought these guys are going to be the next wave, and 2014 is going to be the year where they really start to surge and assert themselves as this next great generation. And it was a little bit of a gamble and, you know, didn't necessarily know if it would come true, but obviously it has come true. It came true kind of beyond our wildest dreams. And so it was great. And so, you know, I had this idea, and the other thing I wanted to do with this book is to say, you know, sometimes with the golf media, you see that we treat the players with kid gloves or we try to mythologize them. I wanted to go in and write about what these players were really like, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to give a very honest and true version of life on the PGA Tour. And so I thought that was a worthwhile kind of endeavor, and I guess that was the goal.
So many fresh faces in the game. I'd love to get your takeaways on Jason Day, because he has just an inspirational story and just his background and where he came from.
Yeah, you know, so many golfers, it's actually rare for a golfer not to come from money. It's just one of those sports where it's like that. Jason Day came from the opposite end of that spectrum. He came from abject poverty, really, is the best way to put it. He's from Australia. When he was 3 years old, this is, I think, a great story. His family, they were so poor that they would actually go to the town dump and they would, you know, kind of forage for appliances or other things they could use around the house. And at one point, his dad found this old rotten three wood and brought it home to Jason, who was, again, 3 years old at that time, and that was the first golf club he ever had. And so to think about him starting there, and, you know, he went through, his dad passed away when he was 12, And Day himself, you know, it really threw the family into turmoil. He became an alcoholic as a young teenager, and he's had to overcome so much from that background. So his story is really rags to riches, doesn't even do it justice. He is really, truly an inspirational kind of guy.
How excited are you about Jason Day's game and how he's playing right now?
Yeah, it's incredible. I was talking to a friend the other day, and you know, you look at the great stretches of golf recently. Of course, you think of Rory McIlroy in 2014 winning the two majors. And you think of Spieth last year with his great stretch. But Jason Day, I believe the numbers are he's won 5 of the last 9 events he's been in. And he's always right there at the top. I really don't think we've seen a stretch of golf this good since probably Tiger Woods, which is a huge statement, but I really think it's true.
Well, Jason has certainly proven he can win a number of different ways, and it really seems like when you evaluate his game, he's expanded it. He's confident, he's comfortable, and as you're talking about, I mean, he's off to a hot start in 2016.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's coming in at just so hot at the right time for the Masters, where he's contended before. And the thing about Jason Day is he's always had these boundaries that were tough for him to overcome. And, you know, winning a major and becoming the number one golfer in the world were the last boundaries. So now that he's knocked down those walls, you just really feel like the sky's the limit. It's really exciting to think about what he might be able to do.
Go out and get a copy of his book. It is a New York Times bestseller, A Year Inside the Ropes on the new PGA Tour, Slaying the Tiger. Shane Ryan has been with us, author of this New York Times bestseller. Thank you so much, Shane. We look forward to our next conversation.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Congratulations. Much more straight ahead tonight in the fastest 2 hours in radio. You stay close.